This is Morning Edition on KUAR 89.1. It's 6:46. The University of Arkansas at Little Rock has been awarded a $5.6 million grant to advance technology with the potential to regenerate bones. KUAR's Michael Hiblin has more.
The grant comes from the U.S. Department of Defense and brings together an interdisciplinary team led by Principal Investigator Dr. Alex Spiras, who joins me now in the studio. Thanks for coming by.
Hello, my pleasure.
First, tell me about the research that you've been doing. This has been more than a decade in the making.
Yes, we have been working under the Department of Defense funding to develop a technology that can be used for regeneration of large segmental bone defects, or basically regenerate bone over relatively large volumes. This was a project that developed in partnership with the University of Tennessee, Knoxville, under the leadership of Dr. David Anderson, and more recently with UMS, particularly with Dr. Mark Smeltzer and his group.
And this involves a technology, a medical device known as NuCress scaffolding. What is this?
Yes, we actually came up with this name. It is a scaffold, basically a material, very complex nanocomposite that allows for cells to infiltrate and for the tissue to regrow. And over time, the actual scaffold biodegrades and goes away, leaving behind nothing but healthy bone tissue.
What's the uses for this?
We do foresee many potential uses. You can actually look at trauma patients, basically people that lose bone because of trauma or because of disease. And in order to regain the function, the new tissue has to be regenerated. So that's where we come in with our technology. And we scaffold with NuCress the area that has to be regenerated. And over time, the new tissue forms while the scaffold biodegrades and basically is gone.
And is the Department of Defense interested in this to treat people in the military?
You can probably understand the need to develop such technologies, particularly for our military service people that actually could get wounded, and therefore such a technology, we envision that down the road could actually save limbs and be a solution to amputation.
And this grant will help advance the growth of this. Where are you in the actual development of this?
We have been working the last 10 years in partnership with Dr. Anderson and some others, and we have actually developed several very advanced ways to manufacture it. We have tested it, and what the new grant will allow us to do is to actually try to transition to a good manufacturing practices type of fabrication, validate the manufacturing process, validate the sterilization. So it will allow us to take the technology one step, actually multi-steps forward in terms of the development, and eventually interact with the Food and Drug Administration to obtain the approvals for the use in people.
Well, sounds fascinating. Congratulations on the grant.
It's congratulations to our team, actually. We have a phenomenal team, so that's what's really important and makes this work so fun.
That's Dr. Alex Spiras, who is the lead principal investigator and has been awarded this grant at the University of Arkansas at Little Rock. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
This is KUAR 89.1.